Christian Audio presents Willing to Believe, The Controversy Over Free Will by R.C. Sproul. Narrated by George W. Saris. To Dr. James Montgomery Boyce, scholar, pastor, Christian leader, for his courageous ministry in the service of Christ and his tireless efforts in the advancement of the doctrines of grace. Introduction. Evangelicalism and an ancient heresy. Here was the crucial issue, whether God is the author not merely of justification, but also of faith. J.I. Packer and O.R. Johnston. Perhaps the most ignominious event in the history of the Jewish nation prior to the destruction of Jerusalem in A.D. 70 was the Babylonian captivity. In 586 BC, the southern kingdom was conquered by Nebuchadnezzar, and the Jewish elite were carried off to Babylon. There, the people of God were faced with the onerous task of singing the Lord's song in a strange and foreign land. They were forced to hang their harps in the trees by the river Euphrates. The Babylonian captivity was a time of testing, a crucible that produced spiritual giants such as Daniel and Ezekiel, and heroic champions of faith such as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The flames of the crucible were made hot by the systematic pressure imposed on the Jewish people to adopt the ways of the pagan nation that held them hostage. Many of the interns undoubtedly capitulated and scrambled to assimilate their new environment. There was a price to be paid for nonconformity, a severe cost for resistance to government and cultural mandates to acquiesce to the customs of paganism. It was a historical setting conducive to the practice of what Friedrich Nietzsche would later call a herd morality. Adjusting to the customs and worldview of one's environment is one of the strongest pressures people experience. To be out of it culturally is often considered the nadir of social achievement. People tend to seek acceptance and popularity in the form of public opinion. The applause of men is the siren call, the Lorelei of paganism. Few are they who display the moral courage required for fidelity to God when it is unpopular or even dangerous to march to his drumbeat. We remember Joseph, who was treacherously sold into foreign captivity and spent his younger years in a prison cell, but who nevertheless remained faithful to the God of his fathers, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In Egypt, Joseph was a congregation of one. Without the support of church or national custom, he resolved to be faithful to a God no one around him believed in, except those converted by his testimony. Our Babylonian captivity. We do not live in Babylon. We enjoy a large measure of religious freedom and a cultural heritage that to a greater or lesser degree was built on the foundation of Christian faith. Yet the culture becomes increasingly hostile to biblical Christianity, and our faith is deemed more and more irrelevant to modern society. Ours has been described as the post-Christian era, in which churches are likened to museums and biblical faith is regarded as an anachronism. The cultural Babylon of our day is often described by evangelical Christians as the worldview espoused by so-called secular humanism. The rubric has been used as a magic word or phrase to capture all that is wrong with our culture. To be sure, secular humanism has a real face, but this worldview is but one of many systems competing with Christianity for the minds and souls of people. The secular of secular humanism refers specifically to a worldview by which people understand the meaning and significance of human life. The term secular derives from the Latin seculum, one of the Latin words for world. In ancient Latin, the two terms most frequently used to describe this world are seculum and mundus. We derive the English word mundane from the latter. In the ancient world, mundus usually referred to the world's spatial dimension, pointing specifically to the geographical here of our dwelling place. The term seculum generally referred to the temporal mode of our existence, the now of our present life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?